Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.
Hey, DMV Hoops fans, welcome into another Believe in DMV Hoops. I'm Matt Moderno. I've got a great one here for you today. Joining me is Darius Maddox of George Mason University. Darius, how are things? How's your summer going so far? What have you been up to?
It's been pretty smooth so far, man. Really just engaging in each workout and, trying to get the new guys acclimated with, campus and, the Fairfax life, things to do off campus, stuff like that. And really just getting after it every day.
It's already like a really interesting point right off the bat here is everybody thinks about acclimating guys to the basketball system and stuff too, but it's probably super helpful for those guys to have a veteran guy like yourself just to, hey, here's where you go for food. Here's the lay of the land around campus and just kind of like easing their transition overall.
Yeah, definitely. Like I know it's easy for, everybody, even an athlete to just, sports for you got to do this and that. But, we're regular people too. Like you got real life, you got nowhere to go to hang out when you get bored. If you get hungry, go here, don't go there. Like, just regular things.
And for you coming from Virginia Tech before last season, somebody probably had to help show you those kind of things too. So yeah, it's an opportunity for you to pay it forward a little bit with the new group too.
Exactly. Yep.
But you're from the general area, so at least Fairfax probably had some familiarity. You get the general DMV, and you know that you're always going to be stuck in traffic no matter what around here. So
I deal with that really frequently because I feel like I go home maybe a little bit too much more than I should be. But traffic is definitely picking up, especially recently. Yeah,
I went to the University of Maryland. I grew up in Crofton, so it shouldn't be that far. But just the traffic some days made it long enough that it's like, all right, it kind of deterred me from going back home certain times.
Yeah, and I definitely have. I feel like a little bit more patience than some of my friends that I try to get up to Fairfax. I just play my music, think a little bit, make a couple phone calls. So it's never too bad for me. And I was coming from Tech, so I could never come home after practice or again. So this is nothing to me.
I want to get into that here in a minute of one of the reasons, you chose to make the decision a little closer to home here. But first, just a couple words from some of our sponsors. Brought to you by Stateside Vodka and Surfside Hard Iced Teas, Hard Lemonades, Hard Half and Halves, Hard Peach Teas, Strawberry Lemonade, everything you can think of. And they're all delicious. Also brought to you by BetOnline. It's your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from MLB, golf, UFC, tennis, everything you can think of. Get the latest stats, new scores available from your favorite teams. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports, player props, everything you can think of. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so maybe let's just kind of circle back to that point right there. You spent 3 years at Virginia Tech. You're from the DMV, though. You made the decision to come back home last year and play at George Mason. Was just being closer to home and being around family like a large driver in that decision?
No question. Definitely in Blacksburg. I had a cousin on staff as well, Christian Webster. And I had a couple guys that I knew of coming out of high school. So I was comfortable there for sure. Like, it wasn't like I was just out there alone, but definitely being, like I said, way closer to home and being able to come back after games or a tough practice in the preseason or, just to kind of change the scene and just, get some food for my Dukes, like it's definitely a more comfortable feeling. And I played a huge role, but along with that, just the coaching staff, Lamar Butler coached me at St. John's before he went over to PVI. Mm-hmm. Skin recruited me from Senior Hall. He was really on me hard. It was really going from Senior Hall at Virginia Tech. And then along with coaches like Lou and Mark that are, been around the DMV area and I can relate to a lot in terms of just like the pro life, because Lamar, Lou, and Skin, they all three of them played professionally. So just being able to relate and, have people that were from, the same cloth that I'm from. So.
I assume there was probably some, you know, pre-existing relationship there with a lot of those guys, just given their ties to the area. And
yeah.
I think there's a certain amount of extra trust factor involved with going to play for a new coach or a coach who's new to a program in his first year, as well as you're transferring. Like, there's a little, I don't want to say risk factor there, because I think any of us who have talked to Tony know he's, Coach Kidd know he's going to do a great job. But,
yeah,
you know, there's a little bit of less provenness there, I guess, when you're going somewhere in a new place like that.
Right, definitely. And coming from, you know, like a high major environment, I know how tricky things can get when shots aren't falling, or, you know, dudes blowing by you, or you might forget a couple plays here and there. So definitely going somewhere where I feel like I can have a longer leash was huge for me, because I know, like, I'm not, you know, the best, you know, player out here, and I might slip up here and there, but just to know, you know, they have my back, and, you know, they have my best interest at the end of the day, honestly. So
it definitely feels like there's that atmosphere from those guys, and just hearing him even talk about you guys post game, you can tell like he genuinely cares about you as people. Is that, I mean, I'm not saying that this wasn't the case of Virginia Tech, but like, is that like a real strength of this coaching staff, I guess, of just sort of their connection with you guys, you know, on and off the court?
Oh yeah, definitely. And again, back to just being able to relate to them off the court more than on the court. As we talked about earlier, even with the freshmen coming here, like just being able, you know, to have somebody that can understand and kind of catch the same vibe that you have off the court in terms of like, you know, just family situations and just life situations that they can relate to and kind of navigate you through. Because again, like these dudes 15, 20 years older than me. So they seen the same things, you know, had to guard just pretty much the same type of players, and you know what I mean, had the same problems that we have growing up in right now. So just being in an environment like that where they can talk and coach me through it is really helpful too.
Yeah, that's very cool. And then obviously you made the decision to want to come back, so you clearly liked it enough you know, to do a fifth year here, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, what was sort of the driving factor in the fifth season here?
Well, obviously, you know, just me being comfortable with the staff, and I feel like I built a decent amount of equity just in my play last year. But along with that, the transfer portal is crazy, man. I know you guys probably see more than I do because I don't really have social media, but it's crazy, man. Just then it's money and, you know, a lot of, you know, obviously got younger guys my age in my ear about certain things. And, you know, even going through the portal situation last year at Tech, like it was just a lot, man. Like I'm more of a simpler type of dude. I gotta answer all these phone calls, like I can answer texts, and then
it's exhausting, right?
Yeah, and I feel bad if I'm like I didn't hit this coach back, you know what I mean? So it's just a lot. And I felt like, you know, what I wanted to get out of basketball and being a pro and, you know, making this a living, I can do that here. So I just felt like it would be best for me to, you know, just stay here and just continue to grow off of what I built last season.
Is there a little bit of like that sort of element of unfinished business? Because I think you guys started off pretty strong last year, then had some injuries, you know, going into A-10 tournament play and things like that. Is that part of it? Is just like, hey, I think there's more we can do here with this program?
Definitely. Again, like, you know, starting off really strong and really being able to feel like I'm starting to gel at certain points of the season, and even, you know, playing well enough to get 20 wins and then losing the first round is definitely something that, you know, none of us wanted to happen. And I feel like we definitely have, you know, the staff and the personnel to be able to go and make a push late in March for sure. But, you know, it definitely starts in the summer now. And I just feel, you know, a different vibe from this group of guys as opposed to last year.
There are a decent amount of new faces here, and I want to touch on a couple of them here in a minute. But there are some key contributors, you know, older veteran contributors back from last year's team as well. You got Jared, got Woody, guys like that. Like, I guess, who are the leaders on this team? Yourself, like, who's kind of there's always a guy or a couple guys that are kind of, you know, steering things a little bit from the older group of returning players. So I guess, who's that for this team?
I feel like along with myself, JB, Jared Billups, you know, he's a hard worker, man. Like I'm in the gym a lot, but I could go out the same. He might be in there a little bit more than me at times. You know, I come in there early and late and he's usually in there before me or he's just walking out. And it's really good to see, not only like from a team standpoint, but just like, you know, as a brother, like as my guy, like I see him working just as hard as me, and that's going to And that does push me, you know what I mean, to know like, oh, damn, if I don't go, Jared's probably in there working on it. You know what I mean? Or he's probably in there doing something. If he's not chewing, he's trying to work on his endurance and conditioning. He'll be in there running with some of his guys. So definitely Jared as well. And then Woody is definitely starting to step up too, just in terms of his work ethic and, you know, his ability to just communicate. Because that can be huge, especially in the summer as well, where you have, you know, new guys that, you know, are a little more quiet or not comfortable enough to use their voice. So, yeah.
No, that's great to hear. I've had both those guys on the show and I'm big fans of the way they play, you know, and them off the court. So it's cool to hear that they're, you know, kind of taking on that role for the team. Yeah, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
I guess for you, like, what's the offseason been like, right? Like, everybody seems to want to have at least a couple things they work on or want to add to their game every year. You had a great season last year, I thought, individually. But are there certain things like, hey, with this group, I know I'm going to need to do more of X, so I've been working on this particular skill? Or I guess, what are you kind of focusing on in your, you know, skill development and stuff?
Well, firstly, just talking with Skin after season and, you know, just talking about obviously like the NBA and the next level and what that takes from me. The main thing is really my body. Obviously, it's just as important to be able to work on my jump shot, dribbling, defense, like all around. But I think something that I've kind of been a little more anal about is definitely trying to make sure I'm getting stronger and not really as much trying to, you know, eat a million meals a day. You know what I mean? Because I know my body. I know myself for long enough. You know what I mean? And I'm one of those guys where, you know, putting 15 to 20 pounds on this summer, you know, might not be me, but, you know, to get in maybe like an 8 to 10 range and just to make sure I'm getting stronger in the weight room has been huge for me. But along with that, you know, just sharpening up, you know, my skills and mainly trying to build off of what I created last year and really just getting more and more comfortable, you know, with shooting the three ball. Honestly, that's something I really want to push more towards because I feel like for me that translates most to the next level because I'm not the most athletic guy. You know what I mean? I'm not the fastest dude on the court, but I definitely know how to shoot it. So,
all right. I got to ask here, and I mean this in the most respectful way possible, because you are a knockdown shooter, in my opinion, but
right.
your jump shot form is a little bit unorthodox here. So is that something that's kind of always been that way? Is that just something that kind of developed over time? I guess it's not conventional, but it works for you. And I'm always a big fan of, hey, it works for you. Just rep it out and do your thing. But how did that come to be, I guess?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I know in like high school, I mean, I could always really shoot it after eighth grade, mid-range and threes, but I really couldn't tell you. It was really, it probably was one of my teammates or somebody around me, like, you got like a little hitch in your shot, you know? Or even, I know my last year at Virginia Tech, when I wasn't hitting that at that much high of a clip, that's when people started, you know, questioning it a little bit more. Hey, you know, it looked different, you know, this year. Why is it, you know what I mean? But obviously, after last season, you know, you just hit shots or make shots, then, you know, nobody has a problem. But I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't know if it was for me getting stronger or.
It works, man. You don't have to worry about it. You know, as long as they go in. I think sometimes when your shot is a little different looking, you know, at least early before you're like number one on scouting reports and stuff, sometimes you might get a free one or two off before guys are like, oh shit, he's going to make most of it.
So, yeah.
I think everybody in the A-10 is going to know this year though, that they do not want you to have an open look at a three.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. But I'll take a couple open ones if they give it to me.
That's right. It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah. For anybody not familiar with Darius's game, you have averaged 14 points, about 3.5 rebounds, about 2 assists and shot, you know, 41-42% from three. You're a career 42% three-point shooter. So like that everybody always talks about how free throw percentage is a thing that translates to pro percentages for shooting too. And you're a almost, you know, 85-86% free throw shooter too. So like for anyone who hasn't seen you play, this is a knockdown shooter. We're talking about very cool. I asked that question because my lone value on a basketball court personally is I shoot a decent three ball myself, but it's a little ugly looking. So I've been getting clowned on Twitter a little bit the last couple of weeks for posting some ugly form. So, you know, I was just a little curious in holding it down for the less conventional shooting mechanics mob here a little bit.
Nah, yeah. It's and that's a great quality to have, man. Like I was just talking to, I think it might have been my father. We were just having a couple of debates about, you know, NBA guys. But long story short, like I can't imagine not being able to shoot. Like that's probably a terrible feeling. You catch it open, it's like,
or what do I do?
To your spot, you know you can't hit like that's that probably sucks, man.
I think the worst thing or worst feeling you could have on a basketball court is you're wide open from three and teams intentionally don't feel the need to close out on you. Like that disrespect of like, oh, we don't have to worry about this guy. Yeah, that must be rough.
Yeah, that's definitely. And then you start overthinking, like, dang, like, am I? Or even probably when you're shooting by yourself, like, you know, like.
So I like asking guys this that are good shooters, just out of general curiosity, where do you aim when you shoot the ball? Or back rim, front rim, you know, where are you kind of looking? Or is it sort of like a feel kind of thing?
I think for me, it's definitely a feel type of thing. I know, like I was saying earlier, like how I'm more of a simple type of guy. Like I really tend not really to think too much about a lot of things. I know last season it was spurts, and even in the preseason this summer with Skin, he realized like sometimes I'd overanalyze or, you know what I mean? I think too much or, you know what I mean? But really when I think less, it, you know, things work better for me on and off the court. So with me, it's just a muscle memory thing. I just put it up there and, you know, I hope it goes in.
I think that's a great way to be. It's harder to overthink things like that and get in your own head if you miss a couple, because it's just, hey, I trust my form and I let it fly.
Yeah, and it's just a game too. You know, it's meant to. It's not meant to be, you know, too much X's and O's. Like it's basketball, man.
I love that. I love that approach. So just, I guess, thoughts on next year's team, right? Like you've been around the guys now probably for a decent amount of time. How are you feeling about the squad? They're starting to post some of these preseason projections and things like that. And I've seen George Mason anywhere from like 7th to 5th in some A-10 projections and stuff like that. So I'm a big fan of you guys and the people you've added. So I think those are underrating you, but you see everybody every day. So how are you guys feeling about this upcoming team?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. Something that kind of stuck out that I wasn't really too familiar with was two guys, Braden O'Connor and Justin Beck. Braden just, he works hard, man. He also, he can shoot it. He can put it on the floor. He can also create for others, you know, like kick out on ball screens and, you know, just really get downhill. He can guard, man. He can really guard. I know I kind of look forward to sometimes competing when dudes like Jared or Braden are guarding me. But, no, he's definitely really physical, and he should be really good for us. And then Justin Beck, man, he can score that thing. I was completely unfamiliar with his game. I didn't really know too much about him other than he's from Texas. But, no, yeah, that kid can score. He obviously, like, as a freshman, you know, we all had areas where we can grow. But, you know, and it is really early as well, but you know, he's played well for me. But some of the other guys, newer guys, Gio, he's a brute, man. Like he plays hard, you know, dump offs, plays defense. Like he's really good. But he, and I'm trying to think, I hope I'm not missing out on too many people. But just in terms of new guys, yeah, those are who's kind of been standing out to me as of lately.
That's awesome. For anybody following the Mason program, there's a really good article that Mark LaFrance wrote up on Braden that came out this week. I would suggest everybody check that out if you're a fan of the program, because it's really interesting. And it backs up kind of the stuff you were just saying about him, too. So I think he's a guy poised for a big impact this year.
Before I say anything else, KD Johnson. Oh, my God.
Yeah, KD's a big one. Jeremiah is another one.
JQ, yeah, damn, I'm forgetting. We got some guys, man.
You've got a lot of new faces. It's tough to do on the spot here.
Zach, sheesh. Yeah, we got some talent, man. We got some talent. But, yeah, now all those, I could go on and on about, you know, each one of them. But, you know, we got some guys, and it's going to be, you know, more fun once we really start to practice and, you know, compete a little bit more just to see, you know, what things really look like. But, you know, it's been fun, man.
Any of the returners from last year that we haven't talked about yet that you think are kind of poised for a big jump here? Like maybe somebody like Austin that didn't play a ton as a freshman last year. Like who? Anybody that's standing out to you from the returning group?
Yeah, definitely. What you saying that Austin Ball, he knockdown shooter, man. You can't leave him open. But he's really starting to understand concepts a little bit more. And, you know, defensively, that's a big area where he needs to grow. He's definitely been taking strides, but it's still a lot of work out there. It's still a lot of work for me defensively as well. It's not the easiest thing in the world, especially for people who can score a little bit more. You know, like we tend not to be as great defensively. But Austin is definitely, I feel like he can take a jump along with Jalen Haynes. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been in the dark for a while now. Like he's definitely looking forward to the season. He's been putting in a lot of work, especially as of lately. I know this week he had a really good week. We still got Friday, but, you know, this week he's been really good. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, getting into a lot of two-man actions and stuff like that with Jalen for sure.
Yeah, I think Jalen is like almost kind of a forgotten guy a little bit just because he didn't play last year, but he's a hugely productive college player. So I'm expecting a big year from him too.
Oh, no question. Yeah. And then along with him, you know, Woody Newman, Jared, you know, like we got
dudes, man.
But, you know, being real about things too, you know, only five guys can play at a time. So just like I said, like once we get into, you know, the heat of things, the thick of things, especially when we come back from the summer, it'll be better to gauge and, you know, to see who we're rocking with, you know, who we're not. And yeah, but I'm looking forward to it all, man.
There's obviously kind of this is a DMV Hoops podcast, but there's kind of a DMV DNA with this team too. Obviously the coaching staff, a lot of guys from the area, but a decent amount of the roster as well. Is that kind of nice just to have guys that, you know, you probably played against growing up and stuff, but also just like they kind of get where you're coming from and that sort of thing?
Oh yeah, no question. I feel like I grew a bond with Woody. Mm-hmm. Way stronger than I knew him, you know, from probably right around middle school, just playing against him and, you know, seeing him here and there. But as a lady, like, me and Woody definitely click for sure, because he's my roommate all the last year for home games, away games, hotel, just talking, just catching up, learning different things about each other, you know, going to each other's cribs and stuff like that. But I did also realize that last year it was like a DMV team for real. Like, you know what I mean? Like a lot of the guys. And now that they left, we still got a good amount of DMV guys, but it was just totally different. And I guess I didn't really realize it as much until they left. Because like with Ron, we went to the same, played on the same team in elementary school on all cool. Career games and stuff like that. And, you know, and then having them plus, you know, DMV coaching staff, it was just kind of weird, you know? And now thinking back on it, it's like, dang. But no, it's definitely a good feeling to have with a bunch of DMV guys for sure.
I like rooting for you guys because you're a local team, but also I like rooting for the local guys in general. So it's a double win here for that coming. Yep. Just any thoughts on how your role might evolve this year? Like, are just looking at the makeup of the team, like, is there more shooting that might be required of you, or more defense, or more passing? Like, any, has that sort of been identified with the coaching staff yet?
I feel like it's almost like a, you know, unspoken type of thing when it comes to me. Just because I've been around for a while, I've made big plays, you know, at other places and for a good amount of time too. So, like, I know what it takes. I've been around, you know, a lot of pros and, you know, different guys. And so I know from a work ethic standpoint, you know, a character standpoint off the court, I really know what it takes. And I feel like the coaching staff, they really trust me in that role. But I really don't like getting caught too much, you know, into that, projections and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right.
You never know what's going to happen with this basketball thing, well, in life in general, you know. So I just try to take it day by day, just, you know, give my best effort, you know, good attitude, and, you know, live with the results.
That's a great point. Like, anything can happen over the course of the year, and roles evolve and change, or what the team needs from any one player can change. So you got to be adaptable and kind of roll with punches. So that's a great point. All right, maybe let's just hit some rapid fire questions here that I got for you. I guess, what's one thing that people listening to this might not know about you kind of off the court? Is there a guilty pleasure TV show or music or talent or any of that kind of thing?
I think probably, like, you know, the type of music I listen to. I think I'm into, you know, like alternative, like indie, okay, you know, type vibes. I guess obviously as an athlete, you know, being black, you just think rap or, you know, certain things like that. But I definitely am into,
what go to?
I got a band I've been listening to lately called Vacations. Some of y'all can check that out. I know, yeah, that's probably weird to some people, but
I'm writing it down, man. Hey, like, give it a go.
Vacations. Yeah. I'm trying to think of an album. I just know the cover is red. Okay. Every song on there is hard. It's a fun,
okay, I like that.
Like summertime, but yeah.
I've needed some new music, so you've just done me a favor here. So thank you for that.
Nah, seriously, check them out. It's a vibe.
Okay. Love that. What do you do for fun off the court other than listen to good music?
I like hanging with family. I guess as of lately, just because I am closer home, hanging with the fam, hanging with some of my guys, because they're still all around the area, especially graduating and, you know, having different jobs around the area in the summertime. And even during the season, just having them come up to games, having them come and hang and chill out at their apartment and stuff. But yeah, mainly just hang with my friends. But if I'm by myself, usually just watching movies. I'm definitely into my spirituality as well. So, you know, just trying to tap in with, you know, reading different scriptures and stuff like that. But yeah.
I think that's a nice way to center yourself sometimes too, right? Just take a little quiet time, focus on that for a little bit, and it's a good way to kind of get your mind off stuff.
Yeah, we got to go somewhere.
Yeah, that's cool. For someone who hasn't been to a George Mason game before, give them the sales pitch here. Like, what are they missing out on by not checking you guys out?
Mason Nation, Patriot Pressure. I feel like it's kind of underrated, bro. It can get loud in there.
It does.
Yep. Loud in there. It definitely, you know, we go on runs and certain stuff, things like that. I feel like the main thing that sticks out to me is just, you know, how loud it can get, especially from playing in a bunch of different crazy environments, really since high school, honestly. But yeah, I feel like my pitch would just be, you know, come to an earlier game, really any game, to be honest, because I know last year we started getting more and more fans the more we won and the deeper it got into the season. So for me, I would just say if you want to go and, you know, get loud and rowdy, you know, definitely pull up to a Mason game for sure.
I love that. And you guys play a fun style of basketball too. There's going to be defense. You're going to be up and down. I mean, you guys aren't afraid to let them fly too. So I think it's fun for people to watch, and people get kind of into it in that atmosphere. So that's cool.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
The whole point of this podcast is kind of tell DMV basketball stories, and you know, you've lived it as much as anybody here, being from the area and now being back in the area to play. Just, I guess, can you confirm for us whether or not the DMV is the best basketball area in the country?
I will confirm, but lately I've been working on not being biased in a lot of different sports and understanding, you know, all walks. But
okay, I like that.
It's a lot of good hoops everywhere, man. You can go overseas. You can go down south, Atlanta, like, you know, even Midwest. Like, it's talented dudes everywhere, but you know, DMV definitely has, you know, I feel like if you want to go for dudes who know how to play the right way, but, you know, can also put the ball in the hole, you know, and be reliable just in terms of winning. You know what I mean? I feel like we got a lot of guys everywhere that are making plays, you know, outside of college, you know, making money professionally, you know, and at a high level. So, yeah, I feel like DMV definitely is a hotbed for a lot of talent for sure.
All right, we're at least up there, right? We're in the mix.
We're at least, yeah, at least top three. Me being, like, brutally honest, yeah, we're at least top three. We're top
I love three. That. That's fair. Best guy you've ever guarded from the DMV area or had to guard growing up or guarded you? Any particular matchups you had with a local guy growing up that you were like, man, this is a tough dude to go against?
Are we talking in-game? Are we talking practice, pickup?
Your call, whatever you think. Any older pros from the area you've matched up with in the summers or something like that? Like, I'm at whatever level you think would be interesting.
It's a lot of guys. It's a lot of guys.
It's hard to single one guy out, right?
I might go for like a wild card here. I'm going to say Trey Wood.
Okay. That's a good one.
Especially last season, guarding him. I kind of made it like a choice because sometimes the practice dudes don't want to guard certain people because you know.
You can have to work the whole time, right?
Yeah, but nah, Trey is extremely fast. Yeah. His pull-up is crazy. He can get to the basket a lot. And I felt like he definitely helped me get better defensively because it's not a lot of people that, you know, in game are really as fast as him or do the unorthodox things that he does. And I feel like it helped me a lot. Me and him even talked about it sometimes. Like, and I found it, you know, easier not to take it personal. When certain things happen or he's crossing me up or he's scoring, you know what I mean? And just thinking of the angle, you know what I mean? Like, okay, I might be bad here or there, but I'm going to get a stop or I'm going to, you know, it's all for the better. So yeah, I would say Trey Wood for sure.
I love that. That's perfect. Any DMV guy that you think we should talk to next on the pod here? Any suggestions?
Anybody in DMV or on this team?
Either, whatever you think.
Benny Williams.
Okay.
That's my guy of UCF. He's actually with Keyshawn. I talked to them earlier today, both of them in a locker room. Yeah, he faced.
Oh, that's cool.
Not yet. Benny Williams for sure. That's my guy. He's definitely extremely talented, man. And I know he's been through, you know, a little bit of adversity as of lately, but he's a great kid and he can hoop, man.
That's perfect. All right. I'm putting him on the list here. Anyone you want to shout out that might be listening to this? Friends, family, coaching staff, unsung heroes in the program here? Anybody you want to show a little love to?
Shout out to my boy, Makai Marshall. His birthday is today as well. I'm probably going to hang out with him later today, but yeah, nah, that's my guy.
Very cool. All right, and you hit it. This is what I was going to end with. For anybody listening to this, Darius was nice enough to record this with me on his birthday. So shout out to you. Happy birthday. I hope you have a lot of fun here. And thank you for making time for this on a day. I'm hoping that you're going to spend doing more fun things from here on out.
Oh, for sure, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody. Actually, last question here. You mentioned not really on social media here, but are there any social media handles that you do want to share with folks that they can kind of follow along with?
Was George Mason basketball plays men's basketball?
Mason MB for folks. Yeah,
Yeah, that's where you catch me. I guess whoever else is posting highlights or, you know, whatever of me. But yeah, I'm not really on social media like that. So.
That's such a good life choice, man. Sometimes I see stuff on Twitter. I'm like, why do I do this to myself? So that's a good, healthy life choice.
No, you heard it a lot, man. I know it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on. I'm cool. I'm good. I'm straight.
Darius, anything you have going on that you want to plug or tell people about or leave folks with as kind of a parting thought here?
I mean, not too much. Just stay positive and, you know, treat your body well, man. Your body's a temple. No, but other than that, I'm good, man.
I love it. Wise words to end with there. Thank you again for the time. Good luck this season. Definitely want to have you back on during the season here. Just check in, see how things are going, and really appreciate your time.
Gosh, thanks for having me, Matt.
All right, everybody. You know the drill. If you're watching this on YouTube, click the little like button for us. We're available anywhere you get your podcasts. It's also be streamed on Twitter or X for anybody if they want to catch it there as well. And you can always leave us a review on iTunes. We appreciate that. And we're presented by betonline.ag, and we will catch y'all next time.